The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big exciting announcement for National Grid coming out today with the release of the smart meters coming up here, the installation starting early next year. Take us through this process and kind of what people can expect over the coming several weeks and months ahead.
Sure. So right now National Grid is deploying AMI smart meters across our upstate New York service territory. We've been concentrating that work in the Syracuse and Albany areas, and we've installed about 450,000 meters to date. But our plan is obviously to install them across our entire upstate footprint, and we are now working our way into Buffalo. And so we've recently completed installation of our fan network, which allows the meters to talk to our devices that will allow the functionality and the transmission of information to flow seamlessly from the meters to National Grid. And so we're going to do a limited rollout in Western New York of about 4,100 customers, Southern Erie County, and then the Southern Tier. And that's going to allow National Grid to begin the testing of our network. And at the same time, it's also going to give our customers the ability to start using some of the features and functions that come along with smart meters that they haven't had access to in the past when our old AMR meters were in place. And so customers will now be able to go into what's called the My Account function on National Grid's website, and they will actually be able to look at their energy consumption in a real-time format. In the past, the customer had to wait until we sent them their bill and it came in the mail or it was emailed to your computer, and you really didn't have a good handle on, you know, when I was using electricity. You knew how much you used, but it didn't give you any ability to take action at a specific time when maybe your energy consumption was trending higher. And so now with the My Account function, customers are going to be able to go in and see exactly what they're using at that very moment in time. And the hope is that customers, by having this information available to them, will start making smart decisions about how they consume electricity.
If I heard you correctly, this process is starting in the Southern Erie County, Southern Tier area, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so when are we expected to see the city of Buffalo, some of these areas around here, to get these smart meters installed?
So we're going to do the limited rollout for the 4,100 customers during the first quarter of 2025. And then next summer is when we're going to start picking up the installations on a more full-scale basis in Western New York. And so we're going to start in the Genesee region, out Batavia, Livingston County, Orleans County, and then we're going to work our way towards Buffalo. And so it's going to be about a two-year process from when we start in mid-2025. So by the time we get to 2027, we should be, you know, getting close to having the installations wrapped up here in Western New York.
We've already seen some of these installations happening throughout the region sporadically here. What can people here in Western New York expect in the process with, you know, when National Grid arrives and installs this? What is the process for the customer?
So for us, we really want the customer to be in the front seat. It's been a very customer-centric project. So what that means is we have measured awareness and satisfaction previous to, during, and post. So far, 450,000 meters, customers have, and we have an 89% customer satisfaction rate. And then previous to the deployment, we had about 39% of customers, or 36% of customers were aware of smart meters. They had heard of them, but now they're we made a 60% jump, and that's at 96% at this point. So, and what can they expect? So in the process, so 90 days out, we start doing mass media, things like you'll see buses driving around and billboards and social media, things like that, to kind of get the word out and let customers know that it's coming. And then when 60 days out, they will get an email and a letter telling them that we're coming, here's the information. It'll also give them a chance to opt out if they'd like to. So this is a customer choice, so you don't have to have it. But if you opt out, you can do that anytime between, you know, you get the first notification in your installation. And then the 30-day notification is going to be your email, a letter, and also a huge brochure that shows a picture of the meter, all the information that you need to know, the website, where to get our FAQs, and then there'll be a bill insert in there as well. And then when we get to the 10-day, so 10 days before the installation, the customer is going to get an email, a text, or a robocall, depending on their preferences. And then the day of the installation, they're going to get a door hanger. So the day of the installation, if the meter is outside, then, which most of them are, then the tech or a CMS person from National Grid will be knocking on the door, and you do not have to come outside. You don't have to, you know, we could always change it out. We've heard from customers that, you know, I was in the shower, I heard the doorbell or what have you, and by the time I got out of the shower and ran out, 2 minutes later they were gone. Right? It was super quick. So we've heard anywhere between 2 and 10 minutes for an installation time. But yes, some customers will come outside and talk to us, and you know, they want to know more, and so our techs can answer some information. They do have tear pads out in the field if there are questions that they can't answer but the customer wants to know. And they also have, our door hangers have a QR code on them so that they can scan and get more information there as well.
So you said that there is an opt-out period, but what is the general consensus reaction been from the consumers about these new smart meters? Has it been positive overall?
Yes. Yeah, we've gotten a really good reading from customers, lots of great feedback. We have customers saying that it's kind of like a game. They like to look at it now. They like to look at their usage. They'll play games with their kids. You know, like this is 15 minutes, you know, and you know, maybe we look at the next 15 minutes in a couple of hours and see what the differences are. So we really see a lot of folks commenting that they like to have the power in their hands. They like the technology, and this is actually just the beginning. So this is the sort of like base model of what we're going to be doing, but eventually next year customers will have an app that will go down, it'll break things down, disaggregate to the appliance level, so they can see which appliances are on, or you know, ones that they want to unplug. I actually heard from one of our test customers that they pretty much never want to use their garbage disposal ever again because they see how much power that takes. So it's really, really interesting because it really helps customers to notice it and to say, okay, well, you know, let's change the behavior, let's do something differently so that they can save some money.
And it's easily accessible on your phone, right? You can get readings whether you're looking at it, or you can even look a little bit further on your phone. I guess talk about that interactiveness and that accessibility for people to be able to check everything that's going on with their electricity usage and everything.
Right, definitely. So right now we have my account. So do we have it up here? Yep. So customers will log on. This is what we have available now. So this shows all of your usage in 15-minute increments. Hmm. So then, we also have another chart that shows the weather. So it'll show what the weather was that day in temperature, so that you can see how that played into your usage as well. And then we have highest usage days. So say in the summertime, you turned your pool pump on, you forgot to turn it off, or you have Thanksgiving, you hosted, then you'll know, okay, that's why. You know, that's why things are increasing so much. So you can see where that happened as well.
And certainly nice interactive to be able for people, if they notice 1 month their bills are higher, then they can figure out ways to cut back on it to help save them a little extra money in the future, right?
Exactly, right, yes. And to do, you know, the for our energy efficiency, it's for our energy efficiency teams, I think it's going to provide them a lot of information as well to offer customers programs. And as we know, EVs are definitely up and coming, so the meter will be able to disaggregate that as well, and you can see how much you're using on charging your car and things like that.
And this question, I guess, is for Ken, Christine, or Mike, for whoever wants to answer. Just what's the message, the overlying message here in the coming weeks and months as these smart meters get put out there and assembled for consumers or for customers that are of National Grid?
The message is that, you know, National Grid is going to be installing the most advanced technology when it comes to meters at customer locations, and it's going to give customers the ability to become active and hopefully smart consumers in the marketplace. You know, we like to say, you know, the putting the information in the hands of our customers will give them the ability to make smart decisions. And if customers are educated on how they're using electricity, we hope that they're going to become more efficient consumers of electricity, because that has implications for market prices. It has implications for how we invest in our infrastructure. And so if we're all making smart decisions, it'll have hopefully a positive impact on New York's energy environment.
Very good. Anything else that anybody wants to add that maybe we haven't discussed in our conversation today?
Yeah, so in addition to a lot of the great customer insights that the AMI technology brings, this two-way communication also gives us the opportunity as a utility to now see real-time outage information. So when a customer loses power in the future, National Grid will get an autonomous notification and be able to start to respond to that outage early and with the right crews for that type of outage. Which is just another really nice benefit of AMI, right? When we start thinking about delivering value through our AMI technology and what kind of services it provides, outage management is just a really exciting opportunity.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.